Welcome to the Midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins in for Norman Gilliland today, and I have a special guest in the studio this afternoon. Catherine Smith is here. She is the general director of Madison Opera, which is known not just in Wisconsin, but around the country for its high caliber performances and interesting programming and really great success with audience engagement. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you.
And we are here to talk about a pretty specific topic, and that is Shakespeare in opera. And why are we talking about Shakespeare right now?
We're talking about Shakespeare because 2016 is the 400th anniversary of his death. And to celebrate that, which seems slightly odd to celebrate, the first folio is going on display at the Chazen Museum of Art on November 3rd. And so we are programming around that, and we are programming Romeo and Juliet to open the day after the first folio opens.
You know, it's been a really big deal, the first folio. It's going to be exciting to have it here in Wisconsin, and I expect there'll be a lot of crowds, and there have been celebrations all year. In fact, the Madison Early Music Festival focused on Shakespeare, and there have been plays and all kinds
And we did excerpts at Opera in the Park. There's a hashtag Shakesconsin. It's Shakespeare in Wisconsin 2016.
What a great idea. Well, when it was suggested to talk about Shakespeare in opera, you know, a few operas came to mind for me, but boy.
There are hundreds of operas based on Shakespeare, and we know very few of them. I've heard counts that there are well over 200 or 300 operas based on Shakespeare, the vast majority of which were not successful. There may be a handful that we still perform, Romeo and Juliet being one of them, but also Macbeth, Othello, Hamlet, Falstaff.
Yeah, some have become very, very popular. Well, let's talk about the one that Madison Opera is going to do, and that's going to be performed the first weekend in November, right?
Yes.
Right. And that is the version by Charles Gounod.
Yes. Romeo and Juliet. His was, I think, the 6th or 7th version of Romeo and Juliet, and it's by far the most popular. And it's a fairly straightforward version of the play. The librettists actually quoted Shakespeare as directly as they could in French. And it really focuses in on the story of Romeo and Juliet themselves and tracking them from when they meet to when they die. And it's beautiful, beautiful opera.
So does the music reflect all of all of the passion and the drama?
It does. It's just beautiful melody. And some of it is funny and exciting and young love because they're very young. And then it gets more passionate. And when Juliet drinks the sleeping potion, she has this wonderful dramatic aria before she drinks it and collapses. And it ends with the two of them in duet asking God for forgiveness as they die. And just beautiful music.
So there's a little bit of a change to the...
Yes, the story does not end happily. The story does not end happily. Spoil alert.
Mm. Well, why don't we hear an excerpt from that one? And you've brought with you some music. We're going to hear something from Act One. This is probably one of the most famous arias from the opera.
Yeah, Juliet's waltz song. It's sung about 2 minutes before she meets Romeo and all hell breaks loose. And she's telling her nurse that she wants to live in an enchanted dream forever.
It's called Je veux vivre. Juliet being sung by Catherine Malfitano from Romeo and Juliet in the first act before she meets Romeo and is struck by love. And she's singing about wanting to live in the dream of, the dream that has eluded her for a long time.
She's young and wants to enjoy life.
That's right. That's right. And that's... from a recording made by Michel Plasson, music by Charles Gounod. We're talking about Shakespeare in opera. Catherine Smith is my guest here on The Midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins. And Madison Opera is putting on Romeo and Juliet by Charles Gounod with quite a cast. In fact, Juliet is being sung by...
It's being sung by Emily Bersan, who was Musetta in our La Boheme last year and is actually from Wisconsin and went to graduate school at the UW-Madison. And this is a role debut for her, so she is learning the role for us, and she sounds absolutely sensational in it.
Well, and I know she'll do a terrific job. She's got a beautiful voice, but you bring in artists from around the country and around the world, and for her to get the role means that she's achieved a certain level of quality.
Yeah,
that's great. So are the artists here? Are they?
The artists are here. We started rehearsal on Saturday. We sang through the opera, and they are all wonderful. And yesterday we had our first staging with the chorus, and last night everyone who has a sword fight were busy sword fighting away in the Opera Center. In Shakespeare, you have to have sword fights.
I bet everybody's just like a little boy with their swords and... You know.
Hopefully more careful than that. The goal of stage violence is always for it to look violent and be very safe.
Yeah. You have chosen one other excerpt from this opera before we go on to talk about some of the other ones. And this is an aria for Romeo. And this is how Gounod depicts the famous... balcony
this
scene.
This is right before the balcony scene. This is sort of the equivalent of his "but soft, what light" speech. He's in the garden outside Juliet's balcony, and it's "A lève-toi, soleil," and he is basically hoping she will come out and singing about her.
L'amour, l'amour.
Lève-toi, soleil. Rise, sun. That was the great Alfredo Kraus from Gounod's Romeo and Juliet. And we heard it here on the midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Catherine Smith with Madison Opera is here, and we're talking about Shakespeare in opera. It's the 400th anniversary of his death this year, so there are all kinds of ways of honoring that, including opera. And Madison Opera is putting on that particular opera first weekend in November. And you mentioned there are somewhere between 200 and 300 operas that were inspired by Shakespeare. What are some of the other biggies?
Well, some of the other biggies are Otello by Verdi, Macbeth. There are evidently 50 operas based on The Tempest, almost none of which we do anymore. Most of these scores have been lost, unsurprisingly. One of the French operas, actually by the same librettist that wrote Romeo and Juliet, is Hamlet by Ambroise Thomas. And it's also a fairly straightforward version of the play. I mean, it's perfect because Ophelia has a mad scene, which we love in opera.
Mm-hmm. Those mad scenes are fun.
Mad scenes are very operatic. I think that's why Shakespeare translated so well to opera.
That's a good point.
But they did have to add things. So they added a drinking song for Hamlet, because in opera, we have to have a drinking song.
So Hamlet has a drinking song in
the opera. After he gives the instructions to the players, he leads them in a drinking song.
Well, why don't we hear that? Okay.
Au vin dissipe la tristesse qui pèse sur mon cœur. À moi les rêves de l'ivresse.
From Hamlet by Ambroise Thomas, we heard Hamlet's drinking song. He's asking for the wine to dispel his sadness. A little bit of a, I guess, the liberty taken with the script, with the
necessary operatic liberty,
right? And that was in a performance conducted by Antonio de Almeida. Catherine Smith is here, and we're talking about Shakespearean operas. And another one that's one of the, I'd say, top ones is Falstaff.
Yes, Verdi's final opera, and premiered when he was 80, and some would say it's his absolute masterpiece, although everything is subjective in opera, and based on The Merry Wives of Windsor.
And we're going to hear an excerpt from the very
end. Very finale, where the entire cast turns to the audience and says, "Everything in the world is a joke."
Here it is.
Facciamo il parentado e che il cervi che gioia
e via.
Un coro e termini alla scena vai concertare, sta tutti andiamo a...
The finale from Falstaff by Verdi, and we heard it in a performance conducted by Carl Maria Giulini. And that actually is going to be performed by the UW Opera in the second weekend in November. Catherine Smith has been my guest from Madison Opera, and they're performing Romeo and Juliet by Charles Gounod in the first weekend of November. Thanks for talking about Shakespeare in opera.
My pleasure.
It's been wonderful to have you, and we probably could talk on this topic from now until the end of the year and keep going. It's a rich topic, and thanks for sharing some music from the library at the Madison Opera Center.
Thank you.